T-Mill, come out and play.
Play it. Wow.
Hey guys, this is DJ Indiana, live from Melbourne, Australia. I play everything, mainly hip-hop, R&B, and trap music. If you want to listen to my mixes, it's on SoundCloud, DJ Indiana XX. I am at the Maitland Conservatory in Tune with T-Mill.
We're changing the status quo one voice at a time, through music, edutainment, children, and awareness. We're progressing and preserving the culture through real conversations with people who've had real success. Multicultural artists and musicians, models, entrepreneurs, innovators, and activists. This is Paradox East, and you are in tune with T-Mill. Powered by the MaitlandConservatory.org.
Thank you for listening to In Tune with T-Mill.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of In Tune with T-Mill. But this is a special episode. This episode, I'm going to title Noisemakers. This episode of Noisemakers, my guest is making noise all across the globe, especially in Australia and New Zealand. She's on track to become one of the biggest DJs in Australia. The first female DJ at Culture Kings Australia emerged from the club scene in Perth and hailed the spinning queen of hip hop and trap. She doesn't play records, she delivers an experience. The pilot to your nightlife escape and the conductor to your memories and imagination. Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Indiana is in tune with T-Mill. How you doing?
Oh, hey, what an introduction, jeez. How are you?
I'm good, I'm blessed. We were talking earlier, where I am here in the Rocket City, the 256 Huntsville, Alabama. It is 3 o'clock in the morning. And where you are, what time is it over there?
It is 6:20 p.m. at the moment.
Excellent, excellent. So, again, you guys, you know we rock out from the Maitland Conservatory. We are powered by and recorded live at the Maitland Conservatory, but now we're a little international. So we're getting our Australian on real quick and doing a foreign exchange, so to speak. So now this time of year, you know, we're going into, it seemed like we skipped over spring here in Huntsville. Huntsville's weather is ridiculous. It could go from literally in 24 hours, you could have a tornado, you could have a snowstorm, you could have just all these different things. And so we skipped over the spring and went right into, seems like, summer and rain. What's the weather over there like?
I feel like we have the same temperatures here, except for we don't have tornadoes and all that sort of crazy stuff. But Melbourne is renowned for having four seasons in a day. So it's a bit bipolar when it comes to the weather here as well. It's pretty much cold all year round, except I can't compare it to America because it doesn't snow here, but it's cold. It's cold all year round in Melbourne compared to Perth anyway, where Perth, I used to wear thongs and like shorts and singlets. I wear streetwear now, so it's probably for the best, but I'm always in trackies and kicks and jumpers. It's just always cold here. So I feel like we didn't even have a summer in Melbourne at all.
So that would explain why you're keeping it hot in the clubs and to keep everybody warm so they can, they don't want to leave.
Just, you drop bangers and keep people in the clubs and it's nice and toasty in there. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's what my job is.
That's what's up, man. DJ Indiana out here saving lives, man. Keeping y'all warm, keeping y'all safe, man.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So when did you discover your passion for being a DJ?
To be honest, I think I've always been interested in music. When I was younger, I did rhythmic gymnastics, which is pretty much gymnastics to rhythm, obviously, as the name implies. So I've always enjoyed music. Didn't really realize that I enjoyed music as much as I do now. I was a bit too distracted, but I loved performing arts as well, like performing in general, modeling, all that sort of stuff. So I felt like as the time continued and I started going to clubs and I saw DJs there, I realized that this is pretty much everything I've always wanted to do. It's something that you can learn and you can get better at. And then you're also performing. Like I get to go to clubs where other people pay to go. I get to take all my friends. I get most of the time I get free alcohol. I get to play what music I want to play. Have all my friends there. It's fun. Like, what's there not to love about it?
I was going to say, you know, those are some great benefits right there. You know, if they threw in medical and dental and life insurance, like,
yeah,
that's signed up to be a DJ, because that's what we do anyway.
That's the only thing that's not included, really. But yeah, so it was probably from a young age that I liked it, but it's only a few years ago where I decided, okay, I think this is DJing and I want to do DJing for the rest of my life.
And do you remember what that moment was? You know, do you remember where you were? You know, were you kind of, you know,
yeah,
having
do,
a couple drinks and then that epiphany just came
I was, my friend asked me this the other day and I was laughing because it's actually funny. I had this, okay, like most girls, had this massive obsession with Justin Bieber. And I was like, look, I'm going to marry Justin Bieber. This is what's going to happen. And I was sitting at my parents' house watching, I think it was like MTV Music or something like that. And Ruby Rose, who's like an Australian model actress, and I'm pretty sure she was a DJ at one stage. I don't think she DJs anymore, but this is, I don't know why. I thought she was a DJ. I'm not even sure if she DJs. But anyway, I was watching this and she was doing a presentation of some award at the Music Awards, and Justin Bieber was up there with her, and I was like, man, this chick is a DJ, like, not a singer, because I can't sing, so, you know, I'm like, okay, it needs to be something that I can learn how to do.
You're watching it like, who's this chick DJing with my husband?
Yeah, no, I'm like, look, like, if she can do this, and she gets to meet Justin Bieber like this, I can do this, and then end up meeting Justin Bieber, and then we get married. So I was like, this is a great idea. And, well, that's how the idea sparked. And then obviously, the journey to getting there, he's not in the picture anymore. You know, I've moved on from that. And, my goals are a lot more focused in music now than it was back then. Back then it was just about marrying Justin Bieber.
Well, that goes
so
to
that
show,
was the moment.
Well, that goes to show not only your hustle, but your drive, because that went from a simple dream to a full-fledged, you know, career just from the spark of an idea of this is what I want to do, you know. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's
Who says love can't drive you, right?
Yo, love is anything. If history has taught us anything, love is the force that will make you do literally anything you want to do. If you love it for whatever reason, good or bad, then it's going to drive you to do it. They should put love on trial for some of these things, because love doesn't get the money that it should sometimes, or the respect it deserves sometimes, because as you can see, this drove you to do something great.
Yeah, definitely. And then now I'm here. That was about probably 3 years ago. And that's changed a lot, and I've learned a lot, and I learned that it's not as easy as I thought it was going to be, and it takes a lot more than just wanting to meet a celebrity.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. That was the moment.
And let's talk about that real quick, because you have now to where, in 2018, you know, that we're in, there's, it's a lot more access, and there's literally no excuse for anyone out there that wants to do anything. You know, there was a point in time in being a DJ where you had to go buy this equipment from this type of store. There was only this store. You couldn't buy it online because there wasn't an internet and there wasn't a YouTube to learn how to do it, or you didn't know anyone else that did it. And there was all these obstacles that you had to overcome as wanting to be a DJ or anything, to whereas now it's literally no excuse. You have all the tools at your fingertips. You have the resources. You have the community. There's groups of thousands of people that want to be a DJ that help each other out. Mm-hmm. So, but with all these tools and resources, some people may still find it difficult, or they don't know how difficult it can be or is. So what were some of those things that you learned or you overcame that, or maybe still learning? You know, talk about that learning curve of going from, okay, I'm listening to music in the club, I hear it in my headphones, I think this mashup will go with this, to physically, you know, getting getting the music in there and working a crowd, because it's not easy. I always tell people, DJing is for professionals. You can't just put on records and think everybody's going to do it. There's an art to it. You guys are mind readers.
It's real funny because, so for me, like before the whole Justin Bieber moment, about like 8 years ago, I wanted to do DJing, and because I was working in clubs and I saw the DJs, and they always used to give me mixes, like CDs for my car. And I asked one of the DJs, I was like, you need to teach me how to DJ, like blah, blah, blah. Never ended up happening. So I sort of forgotten about it because I just didn't know how to learn then. There were no schools around then, no DJ schools. And I guess I just didn't have the right drive back then to buy the equipment and then figure it out myself. So learning curve wise, when I did decide after the Justin Bieber moment to do this seriously, I ended up enrolling in a DJ school in Perth, which I then found. And at that time, there was about 2 DJ schools in Perth. So I went to Lab 6 in Perth, which is awesome. Like my teacher there, Luke, without him, I probably would have given up along the way heaps of times, because to me, it just wasn't a natural thing. Like it just didn't come naturally to me. Like I'm teaching a guy right now who plays the piano, and he's amazing. His name's Jimmy Roos, and he's an insane pianist, but he wanted to learn how to play piano. I mean, how to DJ. And I started teaching him how to DJ, and he picked it up within like a few weeks. Like, I mean, obviously he's got a long way to go still, but he understands the basics of mixing. So all it takes now is practice, and then maybe like, yeah, a lot of practice still, but the fundamentals of it took me a really long time to pick up. It wasn't just something that I picked up super easy. So I took about a year of lessons. And in that year, I wanted to give up a few times because I was like, shit, this is hard.
Yeah.
And that's just mixing techniques. That wasn't even crowd reading. So then I start playing in clubs, and I used to do all my sets before. So I would figure out what songs go really well together, and like, you know, it would take me almost a week, not a full week, but you know, like every day I'd work on it to have like an hour or 2 hour set pre-planned. And that set would be fire, except when I play it in a club, it's not crowd reading. So, you know, even though I think the song's really great and the mixing was done pretty well, it's still not what we do in clubs now, which is you have to freestyle, because every night is different. Every time you play is different. So you have to read a crowd, which is like what you're saying, mind reading. And that probably is the hardest part of DJing. Like you can learn how to mix songs together and how to do it well and different mixing techniques. Like that's definitely something that's taught and pretty versatile. Like you can easily learn that part. How to read a crowd. And that's the hardest part. Like that. Yeah, I think, that's definitely the hardest skill to learn.
Excellent. Now, when you hear the term DJ or the word, the title, just that word, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What does that mean to you?
DJ. I think it's just someone who loves music. Like, whenever I think about someone who says that they're a DJ, it's like, I mean, technically anyone can be a DJ, right? Like, and it's funny, in Melbourne, there are so many DJs that when you meet someone who doesn't know anything about music and they ask you what you do and you go, oh, I'm a DJ, they sort of laugh and they're like, oh, yeah, haha, I'm a DJ too. Just because there's so many DJs in Melbourne that it's quite funny. But I think a DJ, you might not be a professional DJ. Your goals might not be to play at Tomorrowland or be a producer or anything like that. But a DJ is just somebody that loves music. So I guess anyone that's, even if you're just playing at home on a little tiny deck at home with a couple of monitors, I guess you're still just someone that loves music.
Excellent. All right. Now, for those of us that have yet to travel to Melbourne and to over that way, describe the music scene or the lifestyle. You know, what does it look like, or what is it feel like over there where you are from your vantage point? You know, if you could describe it, what does that culture look like and feel like, the music and life scene over there?
Wow, Melbourne's great. I mean, I've only been here for a few months myself, but Melbourne's music culture, it's very commercial based, where I play anyway, because I'm not playing in big house clubs here. There aren't many big club house here, which is like, you know, electronic dance music and that sort of, or Melbourne bounce clubs. There's only about one or two of them. So, well, really popular ones anyway. The rest are all very commercial based. I like to call it radio music because that's what I always used to call it before I started DJing and knew the technical terms for the music. It's basically just music that's played on the radios. And then, yeah, the clubs here, they're awesome though. Melbourne's great for drinks. We've got amazing architecture, inside interior design of clubs here are really, really cool. The clubs go into a lot of detail with their promotions, with their nights. So we've got clubs that it's the same club, but every night is completely different at that same club. So, and it's called something else. So the club, for example, is called, I'm just going to give you an example in the casino, but that's even, the club's even called a different club. But it's real confusing because there's the club that has its name, for example, like Fabrique, that's the actual nightclub's name. But then on a Thursday, it's called Panda. And on a Friday, it's called something else. And on a Saturday, it's called something else. Wow. So it's like, yeah, like every night has a different night. So it's very themed. They put a lot of effort in with that. So, yeah, it's very arts related, I feel. Like the nights with their graphic design, interior design, their drinks. And, yeah, it's pretty – they put a lot of effort in with that. But music-wise, it is very commercial. Commercial hip-hop, commercial R&B, and commercial radio music.
Now, for those that – because you have the commercial, and now are there – is there somewhere also for, you know, the underground scene or sort of either throwback music or, you know, some of the indie artists or anything like that? Is there a space and place for that or just what they can't find on the radio?
Oh, no, there definitely is. There definitely is a big space for that as well, like bass music and trap music and all that sort of stuff. I'm just not involved with any of that stuff here yet anyway. Which is probably why I'm not too familiar with where everyone goes for that. But there's definitely a lot of indie artists here and a lot of up and coming. There's a lot of rappers in Melbourne, Australian rappers and producers that work together in that music industry. So there's definitely a lot of that stuff as well. But where I play at, it's all the commercial places.
Excellent.
Old school R&B hip hop, you know, that sort of throwback stuff is included in the where I play as well.
I think the DJs, you guys have one of the best seats in the house. You guys can see everything, everyone, and you guys have a vantage point. You know, if you guys ever get a chance, hang out in the DJ booth for one night and just watch what's going on. Forget the music, yeah. Just watch people, and it's hilarious. It's the best show on earth, just to watch people. But what's one of your most memorable nights or one of the craziest things you've seen so far?
Jeez, I have to think pretty hard at that. But I feel like I see stuff so often that now, like, I don't have this specific memory or something that was particularly crazy. But you just see stuff all the time and you're just like, holy, what did that just happen? It's mainly people making out, to be honest. That's literally what you see all the time. And you're just like, wow, like you're literally eating each other's faces. And it's like, it's 10 p.m. Like, relax. The other stuff is not, you know, people getting naked on the dance floor. And you know, you get all sorts of interesting things happening. But yeah, no, I think that the thing that just shocks me is when you're sober and you're watching stuff, I think that's when you're just like, wow, I didn't even realize this stuff happens most of the time.
Yeah.
People are crazy.
It's a whole different world, man. It's just funny because, again, when you're in it, you don't take the time to realize what's going on. And then when you're able to just step back for a moment and look, you're able to sort of digest it in a whole different way. It's the best reality show on earth. So.
Yeah, there was actually a girl fight, a chick fight, Friday night at the club that I played at. I don't even know how it started. It's just some random chick fight right in front of the DJ booth. And last night there was a fight, and some guy had a mullet last night that looked like it was straight off, or like a, I don't even know. It looked like a wig. It was that much of a perfect mullet. I have never seen a mullet like that in my life before.
Now one thing I always marvel at, or that I think, because me either being in the clubs or being in the scenes, or every now and then when I'm either hosting a party or hosting an event, I always look, or not that I always look to see, but I sort of, whenever I catch the attention or whenever I see someone that is just totally lost in the moment, like they're literally having the best night of their life, and I look at that person and I'm thinking, that's got to be they're having the most fun in this club. They're not trying to be famous. They're not taking selfies, or they're not, maybe they are, but I can tell the people that just came there to be seen,
yeah,
and the people that are, yeah, literally just having the best time of their life, just having fun.
Yeah.
They don't know what day it is. They don't know what time. They don't know where they are. They may not even know their name at that moment, but they're just having a good time. Have you seen people like that, or do you see that every now and then?
Yeah, we had a guy like that in New Zealand that came like every week, that was there Friday and Saturday night, like every single week, and just in front of the booth, just having the best time. And then there's a guy here at the casino that comes out Friday and Saturday night. And he's just on the dance floor. He comes out by himself, and he's just he just dances. Like, he doesn't talk to anyone. He just literally comes out and he dances. And he just doesn't care what he looks like. He's just having a great time. And he's there the entire night. Like, I'm talking like a 6-hour dance by himself. Like, has a drink, dances. Like, I don't think he ever talks to anyone else. Like, he just literally goes and dances for 6 hours and then walks home. Like, it's insane. Every week.
I think his wife or his girlfriend is here in Huntsville, because there's a girl that on, shout out to DJ A-Twist. DJ A-Twist at one moment was doing Hip Hop Sundays at a dive bar called Voodoo Lounge. And Voodoo, yeah, Lounge is literally a narrow hallway dive bar, and there's a stage, so it's maybe about 12 feet of just a narrow hallway that you can sit at the bar, and then at the end of that stretch, in the end of that 8 feet, there's a small stage to set up, so people are literally closed up like sardines next to each other, shoulder to shoulder. But there's this, he would do hip-hop Sundays, and as you know, DJs, I don't know if y'all know, y'all show up to the club at 9 or 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. DJs got to get there at least 6, 7 o'clock in the evening to get set up, check sound, and do this and do that. So DJs are there at least 4 hours before the event even starts. And she would get there, say the club opened up at 9 o'clock. She would be there about 7 o'clock when the DJ is setting up. And from the time that he started, from 9 p.m. until 2:30 a.m., she is having the time of her life, dancing, you know, bringing the DJ water, or she would bring us drinks, or just, you know, just talk to us and have a good time. And every guy in there was trying to holler at her, or trying to get her number. She's like, nope, I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to dance. And she would show up every weekend. And just—it's
crazy.
Time of life. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's the best. I love that.
So even though it's 2018, and women have proven themselves a million times and overcome damn near every obstacle in front of them, and there's still these bozos and slime balls out there that frown upon women that are on the turntables. So have you had to deal with any of them bozos that doubt what you do, or try to get in your way?
No, not really, to be honest. I don't particularly like the fact that it's like, oh, you're the top female DJ or top male DJ, you know, because you don't ever say top male DJ. It's like top DJ and then it's top female DJ, you know. But to be honest, I'm not a feminist, so I don't really care. Like, if that's what if that's what people want to call it, then go for it. And to be honest, like, I'm more like the opposite of that, to be honest. I actually agree with a lot of the guys. I can see why they don't like it, and I can see why a lot of guys give girls a bit of trouble when it comes to them DJing, because there are a lot of chicks who don't put any effort in with DJing, and they're only And I mean, there's a lot of guys too like this, so it's not even just girls, but I think it's easier for girls to push it. You know, all you have to do is like be hot and post half naked photos on Instagram, you get followers, and then you do DJing because it's something you can learn to do and do the bare minimum of, and you'll get booked because you've got heaps of followers on Instagram. And I mean, for a guy, it's a lot harder to do that and then get bookings, but it also does happen. So for the OG DJs who learned to play on turntables and, you know, records and vinyls and used actual crates to crate around their records and all that, for them to sit there and be like, oh, you know, look, these fake DJs. I can see where they're coming from, to be honest. Yeah. I would be giving them a hard time too. So, like, it doesn't bother me because, I mean, that's not what DJing is for me. Like, I take it really seriously and I practice really hard and I'm learning really hard to learn like the foundations of music so I can produce and get to my end goal. So to me, it honestly doesn't bother me that if people do say that, because I know that isn't what I'm doing it for. But I don't blame them for doing it, because there are a lot of more girls than guys, but there are a lot of people in general who do kind of take the piss out of it. So. To be honest, I don't blame him. Hey.
Well, no, that's good, because I mean, for the girls that are out there listening, girls or guys that are out there listening to that are interested in DJing, what you're telling them, and hopefully they're taking notes from this, is, you know, for them to practice their craft and to just be good and be undeniable, so there is no question or no doubt on, you know, no one can deny your talent, or when you're in a club, to let the crowd be the judge. You know, no one can sit there and say, oh, they didn't rock the club tonight. No, you saw what they could do, no matter what they look like, no matter who they are. You saw what they did to this club. You know, they literally just blew the roof off. So, of course.
Yeah, and I mean, I have a lot of respect for Alice in Wonderland, because she just does her thing. She's just really, really good at what she does, and she doesn't use her sexuality to get anywhere. She's just her, and I love that. And I mean, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with using your sexuality too. Like, go for it. Like, I think chicks that are hot, like, you should fully use it. Like, I'm not saying don't use it, but just take it seriously too. Like, if you want to be a DJ and you want to be a model as well, then just take it seriously is what all I'm saying. Like, for guys, and then that, you know, that goes for guys as well as for chicks. It's just, you know, get respect because you're taking it seriously. And then you can do whatever you want on the side, you know?
Right, right. The rest will come with it. So now, the name, DJ Indiana, is there a story behind your DJ name? And of course people are going to ask why there are two X's.
Yeah, well, it's funny because when I got the name, I honestly didn't think that people would ever ask me where the name came from. But I've been getting it so much. So the actual name is just Indiana. My best friend, Brooke, she came up with the name when I was like, okay, I'm going to do DJing. I didn't tell anyone for quite a while. But then eventually I did tell her, and I was like, look, I need a name. So she was like, what about Indiana? And I was like, that is a pretty cool name. Like, it's different. Like, it's different from what I would have thought of at all. And so I just went with it. And it was only when the first person asked me, like, why Indiana, that I asked her why she said Indiana. And so she said she came up with Indiana because she thinks that I'm similar to Indiana Jones, where, like, I love adventure and I'm not scared of, like, doing something and making stuff happen, and love traveling and all that sort of stuff. And the XX at the end, I guess it's like my girly touch, but I actually needed to put a last name because Indiana being a state in the States, I couldn't just have Indiana by itself. So for all my social media links, I ended up just putting the XX at the end. It used to be in my logo as well, but I've taken it out of the logo now. Now it's just staying on social media just so it can all be the same tag at the end.
Excellent. Well, no, that goes to speak on your branding and marketing skills, you know, because, of course, you know, when I read it, I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe the X's are silent, because it could be red and silent, you know, but at the same time, I never thought of that either. So that's pretty good. Before we get to our lightning round, we got one more question, and then we're going to go to our lightning round. And then also, you guys that are listening, make sure there's going to be a link after this to a DJ mix that DJ Indiana is going to bless us with, man. So I don't care what side of the world you on. I didn't tell her what type of music to play. I told her, yo, you do your thing. Always trust the DJ. If you guys don't do anything else, now if they ask you, hey, what type of music do you want me to play, or what type of crowd is this, or whatever, or they need a little bit of direction, but 9 times out of 10, you tell them where you are, where the party's going to be at, or who you are. Like, let the DJ do their thing. Like, they got the best ones. You know, the best ones can drive the car, and they know where they're going. They know how to look up Google and know how to find where they're going with this crowd. But before we get to the lightning round, there's a girl that's listening right now who thinks she can be a DJ or wants to be a DJ. She thinks she can't be a DJ because it's for boys only, or she thinks she's not pretty enough, or she thinks she's too poor, or she thinks she's too fat, or all these different things. What do you say to those girls listening that may have those hang-ups about being a DJ?
I think there's literally nothing holding anyone back from being a DJ, especially girls. Like, us being girls, you stand out in the industry no matter what you look like or your size or where you come from or how rich or poor you are. It's there's literally a space for girl DJs everywhere because it's something different. And as women, I think we have completely different natures. I feel like we listen to people better as well. Whereas, like, I mean, girls have egos too, but I feel like guys have way bigger egos. So when it comes to DJing, I feel like sometimes that gets in the way of guys. I think nothing holds back, and you should definitely just go for it.
Excellent.
Do it.
Excellent, man. Make sure you guys do it. And everyone that's listening, there's somebody listening right now that wants to be a DJ, get out there and do it, man. And, you know, hit up DJ Indiana if you have any questions or anything like that. And there's someone also listening that knows somebody, or you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that wants to do it, or has been taking their time and that needs that encouragement, or needs that fire lit up under them to get this thing going. So make sure you encourage them. Share this episode. You know, let them know. Say, hey, man, look, I listened to this episode with, you know, I met this, you know, DJ Indiana. You know, you should check out the mixes and all that. So before we get to the lightning round, man, tell everyone where they can find your mixes on SoundCloud and MixCloud and where they can follow you.
So to make it easy for everyone, I use the same name for everything on my social media, which is why I kept it at the end, because it's the same on everything. So it's DJ Indiana XX, and that's on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Mixcloud, and SoundCloud.
Excellent. And that's so good. You guys, all you artists out there listening, please make sure you got your handles right and you got your names right and that they all match, because there's nothing more frustrating than, all right, on SoundCloud is DJ Indiana 615 Melbourne 21. On Instagram is DJ Indiana 2165 Melbourne.
You know, like, and that's why I haven't changed it. Honestly, everyone's like, so why is the XX still there? I'm like, because I'm not changing six media, social media platforms names, and I'm not going to be able to get the same one. So just leave it. Just leave it as it is.
So here we go. The lightning round. I want you to think of, don't even think. I want you to just say the first thing that comes to mind. Doesn't matter if it even doesn't have anything to do with the subject. You might just blurt out, I don't know, Lost in Space, Pluto, you know, like, it doesn't matter. So lightning round. All right. Three albums that you never get tired of listening to, top to bottom.
G-Eazy, Kendrick, and Drake.
Which club has the best sound and lights?
Oh, Crown Melbourne for sure. They've got C2 Cannons, so Light at Crown, Electric Dream, and probably Empire.
All right. 3 minutes before God takes everybody home. You know, it's the end of the world. And baby mm-hmm. Jesus tells you, you got 3 minutes to play one song for before he takes everybody home. What is that song?
Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. it's my favorite song, and I don't know why. I just love it.
Well, that's a good way to go out. Like, we all going to heaven. Last thing we did on earth was kiss somebody. So if you could change anything about the DJ culture or about the career of a DJ, what would that be?
Just getting more regular sleep would be good.
So
that's much needed.
So there's a show that comes on Netflix called Black Mirror. And
when you said
that, I thought of, like, somebody's going to come up with a device that when you sleep, like, you could DJ in your sleep, and it would just, you know, you would be taking a nap somewhere, and it would read your algorithm thoughts, and it would curate a playlist, and, you know, but you can only use it, like, so many hours in a day, so you're not sleep all month and DJing all month.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
All right. And last question, which is one of my favorite questions. There should be a job for this. They should make a career out of this. But it's 3 a.m. after the club. And I know DJs probably don't leave until 5 a.m. But it's 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. after the club. Where's the few clutch places to eat? Where's those places to eat at 3 a.m. that you just love going to?
I actually went to a restaurant at 4 a.m. last Sunday after my set at Deja Vu. We went to a place called Romeo's in Toorak in Melbourne, and it's like an Italian restaurant, like a full restaurant that's open at like 4 a.m. We went there at 4 a.m. Yeah. That was amazing. I had like lasagnas, like it was really good. So that's definitely a place to go. That's apparently where everyone goes. That or all the restaurants are open at casino after, so that's pretty handy.
That's excellent, man. And I'll tell you guys, or if you're ever over here in the States, and or when you are, because I know you are, for me, at least 3 a.m., 4 a.m., you know, leave if it's a late night, we've been hosting or we've been doing whatever and hanging out and doing these events, there's three places that, or at least three things that when either I've had a long night, if I've had a long night and it's been one of those nights where we've had a lot of drinks, we've had a lot of dancing, and we've still got to get up and function the next day, we're going to IHOP, we're going to have a Colorado omelet with a cracked egg whites and spinach and pancakes. That'll change your life.
Oh, that sounds amazing. In Auckland, wherever we go play in Auckland, there's like kebab shops open, or there's this place called the White Lady, and it's like a bus pretty much. It's called the White Lady Van, but it's like a bus. And it's like parked like two streets down from the two main clubs. And after I play in Auckland, like that's open like until like 6 a.m.
That is excellent.
Or something. So, and they make these toasties. And it's the best toasties. Like, the toasties has a hash brown in it. Like, hash brown and, like, cheese and onion. Oh, it's just so good. Like, the White Lady Van in Auckland. Oh, so good.
That is excellent, man. Because you got to have those places, man.
And getting a feed after going out. Like, honestly, it's just the best time to eat, honestly.
It really is. It's quiet. You can, you know, you get in and out. You don't wait in line as long.
No, and you feel much better the next day, I feel.
Absolutely. So, you guys, this has been a very special edition of In Tune with T-Mail. And DJ Indiana, I definitely want to thank you on behalf of myself and everyone listening that you took this time to do this. Speak to the people and about, you know, what you do. And you guys, please follow her on her mixes and her Instagram, because her branding and marketing, her lifestyle is lit. Like, it's really something to look at and really something to aspire to and be involved in, because you're letting people, you know, see things as you see it, and it looks good. It looks great. It doesn't look fabricated. It doesn't look fake, and it definitely doesn't look boring. So you definitely have to follow her on her social media, and I just want to again extend the same invitation that I do to everyone. Whenever you got something on your mind, you want to talk about something, or you just want to let the people know something, you have a microphone, you have a seat here at the studio In Tune with T-Mail to come through and, you know, just speak your mind or get some information out to the people, shout out to the people, or just talk about things that are passionate to you. They don't even have to do anything with music. That could be whatever. And you have a platform, you have a mic, because we have to progress and preserve the culture to have these places where we can have conversations or debates or whatever, that things that we see it. So definitely, you know, make use, and you have a mic and a seat here whenever you want.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's so well said.
So again, you guys, this is another edition of In Tune with T-Mail. Make sure you follow DJ Indiana XX. Wherever you spend the most time on social media, she is there. So make sure you follow her on your favorite social media. Follow us wherever you spend the most time at In Tune with T-Mail. We're all over your social media. Follow us, listen to us, download and share. And if you guys have any questions listening to this episode, make sure you drop them in the comment section, or just follow her and drop your comments, and stay tuned for the live, for the mix that will be accompanying this episode. Mm-hmm. It's 3 a.m. I can't talk. So click the link, listen to it, let us know what you think. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of In Tune with T-Mill. We are powered by the Maitland Conservatory and produced in part by Sunshine Enterprises and PalisadeHills.net. You can visit PalisadeHills.net for all of your audio needs. If you need music for film, you need music for a podcast, you need music for your videos on YouTube, whatever you need music for and you want it legally and you don't want it to get taken down, hit up PalisadeHills.net for your royalty-free original music to score your visions, all right?